fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Our second hour here, J.R. Moore, on Monday, the third day of April. My goodness. Prepper tip of the day. If you own rifles or pistols that take magazines, detachable magazines, I want to encourage all of you to have at least 11 magazines. If you want some peace of mind, buy the factory-made magazines made by that company for that rifle or pistol. If you're going to get aftermarket, well, check with your gunsmith first, or just buy one and do some durability and functioning tests to make sure that they will, in fact, cycle the way they should before you make an investment. You could easily spend $200 to $300 on 10 magazines. Easily. It's real easy to do. So that's your prepper tip of the day. Get those extra mags and make sure that they'll cycle okay. A couple of callers still on hold here. Glenn is still here. Let's continue, Glenn.
Yes. Hello, John. About North Korea. It just seems to me that the brinksmanship, saber-rattling, and, intimidation and stuff is just risen to foolish levels. Number one, I really doubt that Kim Jong-un is, really that much of a threat in the long run. They have these missile launches and all that sort of thing. But, I mean, can you imagine how humiliating it must be to be one of the senior military officers that has to babysit this guy? They're getting, South Korea's at risk, Japan's at risk. They're inflaming a potentially horrific scenario here. Whereas I think if they just left them alone, nothing would happen.
Well, it is inflamed. In fact, the headline on Drudge right now shows this chubby Kim Jong-un in the middle of the photograph, smiling and laughing, surrounded by what appears to be high-ranking military officers who are also smiling and laughing. I regard the man as mentally unstable myself. That's my opinion, for whatever it's worth. A mentally unstable man who has a satellite that goes over the United States once every 12 hours. We don't know what's in that satellite. And has missiles that could reach the west coast of the United States, the lower 48. And it is spinning wildly out of control. I know that I have private information. There's people close to Kim Jong-un, cautioning him to back off and exercise some caution. I hope that they're successful. That's all I can say, Glenn.
Yeah, me too. I mean, he's sadistic. I mean, he's executed people with howitzers and locked people up with packs of starving dogs to, you know, as means of execution and stuff like that. He may be a sicko, but I don't think the military minds around him and the people who would have to execute an attack are as crazy as he is. And, you know, I think they would, you know, prevent that. But I mean, trying to, and I honestly, with all the anti-missile technologies, at the disposal of South Korea, Japan, and ourselves, I really doubt that he could get anything anywhere. So, you know, I hope that they settle this down. But with Xi Jinping coming to the U.S. To see Trump, hopefully this will get addressed and tamped down.
Hopefully so. That would be a good thing for all of us, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Okay, John. Yeah, very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Glenn. And next we go to Scott in Missouri. Good morning, Scott. Hello, Scott. Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can now. Go ahead, sir. What's on your mind?
This may be completely off topic, but I was on YouTube the other day and I came across something. It was called the Satanic Flag of Hillary Clinton. Are you aware of anything like that?
We got a real bad connection. Something about Hillary Clinton. Say again, please.
Oh, hold on 1 second. I'm on the Bluetooth. Hello, can you hear me?
That's much better. Now, what's your question about Hillary?
Yes, I see something on YouTube, and I was curious about it. I'll get your thoughts on it. The name of the video was called The Satanic Flag of Hillary Clinton. And what it was a flag that was supposed to be the American flag at one of her rallies. But she had all of the stars were turned down. The points pointed down.
Okay. Yeah, was that flag posted on the podium, or was it somebody out in the audience?
It was on the wall. It was like a big flag that, you know, had to have been made, yeah.
Was she a guest speaker at somebody else's event, or was it her event?
Well, on the video, it just said, it was a campaign event.
Okay, and there's a reason I asked that. If she was speaking before another group as an invited guest, that group would be responsible for whatever decorations were on the wall. If it was her event that she set up, then she would be the one responsible for whatever was on the wall.
Right.
So without those details, I don't know that we can hang that. You know, I'm. Personally, I look
understand.
At Hillary Clinton as a wicked witch of the West, quite frankly. I want to see the evidence, and I want to know the venue.
This would be a very expensive flag, but I didn't know if it was real or not. It said go to her website, so I went to that website, and I see a picture of her, with the flag in the background, and you can see that what you pointed down also that.
Right. Well, it'll be interesting to get some details. Why don't you check that out and get back with let us know, Scott.
Will do.
Okay, thank you for the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. Most of you out there own firearms. Now, I'm an NRA certified firearms instructor. I have been since the late 1980s. Certified rifle, pistol, shotgun. Personal protection. I teach Missouri concealed carry training. I am a combat veteran of Vietnam and so forth. And I've been a security professional and bodyguard, also during my adult years, my working career. So I know more about firearms than most. I don't consider myself an expert. I guess that could be a moving target. What's an expert? It depends on where you're standing, doesn't it? But I know true experts like my friend Sam Andrews, who's been here with us a number of times, and I need to get Sam back here. But the premise of what I'm about to get to is you You need to be out there on the range, putting lead down range. You need training, training, training. And you may think you're a good shot, and men are especially bad about this. Women who have little, if any, firearms experience, they recognize that they need training, and they seek it out. Hopefully they'll seek it out from somebody qualified to do it right. Men, on the other hand, regardless of how much or how little training they've got, they think that they don't need any training from a professional. That's what I run into all the time. Now, out here in the Ozarks, nearly every household has a rifle or a shotgun or both. Many of these homes don't have pistols. These men and women out here in the Ozarks, they own rifles and shotguns because they need them for hunting and predator control. Protecting life and property from criminals is a secondary matter. Now, there's a growing number of men and women, of course, in the Ozarks, like everywhere in the country, that are getting pistols because they're concerned about criminal activity. It's a reasonable concern. It's a reasonable concern. But I want to emphasize that just because you've been shooting a rifle or a shotgun or pistols or all the above for 20 or 30 or more years doesn't mean you're doing it right. And I deal with this with my male students all the time. The male students come into my classes frequently with bad habits, a bad habit they've been repeating every time they go shooting for 20 or 30 more years. Women, on the other hand, they come into the class as novices, sometimes even fearful of firearms, which I can, I'll help them overcome that. That's not a big deal for me as an instructor. But the good thing about these women is they don't have bad habits that I need to help them unlearn. Once a bad habit becomes part of muscle memory, unlearning it is a task. It's a chore. It really is. It really is. And it's a lot easier, from my standpoint as an instructor, to take a novice with little or no experience with a pistol and teach them the right way than it is to take a man, and it usually is a man, who's been shooting improperly for 20 or 30 or more years, and have to unlearn the bad habit and teach them the new habit of holding the pistol properly, proper sight picture, breath control, trigger control, and so forth. Far harder. Far harder. But it can be done also. Something I notice in many of my students, it's men and women both, is that they'll be gripping this pistol. Now, it may only be a 22, but they'll have an absolute death grip on this pistol. And you can see when somebody's doing that, the grip on the pistol is just what I refer to as a death grip. They're just gripping that pistol as tight as they can possibly hold it. And if you do that for more than 5 or 6 seconds, it's going to start degrading your accuracy because you can't hold a pistol that tightly and not have it affect your ability to hold it still. You can't. It's not humanly possible. So I'll have my student hold up their right wrist vertically, and then I'll grab that right wrist with my right hand, and I'll squeeze on it, and I'll show them both what they're doing and what they should be doing. And I'll say, "This is what you're doing," and I squeeze really hard, and then I let up and give the proper amount of pressure on their wrist to show them, this is the amount of pressure you should be exercising to grip that pistol properly. And they get it real quick. And there's an immediate enhancement of accuracy in shooting these pistols once they realize that they don't have to have a death grip on it, that they can have a proper amount of firmness on that pistol and be able to improve their accuracy. Now, with rifles, you've got some advantages when it comes to accuracy. You've got that nice big stock to hold on to. You want to push the butt plate of the stock back into what's called the pocket of your shoulder. That's where that muscle in your shoulder goes into the chest. You want to get your... the issue that most people have most of the time with rifles is getting a proper cheek, what we call a cheek weld. Cheek weld. That's where you, the cheek of your side of your face gets on the proper place of the comb of the stock, the top of that stock back there where you rest your cheek. It's called the comb. Where you get that cheek in the proper place there to get proper sight alignment with the pupil of your eye. So you've got the pupil of your eye, which is about a 16th of an inch in diameter or so, maybe a little more. You got the rear sight and you got the front sight. Those three things have to, all three have to be in perfect alignment in order to have optimal accuracy with when you're shooting with iron sights. It's not optional. They have to be in perfect alignment. If you got optics, well, it's a whole different thing. If you got a telescopic sight, you have to have the pupil in the exact center of the sight in order to get proper alignment. It can't be left, right, up, down, even a fraction of an inch too much either way, left, right, up, down. If you've got a red dot sight, however, everything changes. And the pupil of your eye can be left, right, up, down, and it really doesn't matter. Wherever that red dot is where it's going to hit. As long as you can see that red dot. I'd like to see more articles on optics. And sure enough, 2-3 months later, he starts writing a whole series of articles on optics, which continued for the better part of 2 years, a lot of articles on optics. Now, when you first start looking at optics and what they are, what you want, what they can do, what they can't do, how much they cost, if you don't know any better, you may think that going the less expensive route to accomplish the same goal is what you want to do. A lot of men and women believe that, on one hand. On the other, it could be a massive mistake, a mistake that could actually cost your life. If you buy a $80 scope, a red dot scope, for example, thinking it's going to give you the performance of a $300 red dot scope, when in fact it's going to fail under the severe recoil of a heavy caliber cartridge. So there's a reason why men and women buy the more expensive optics. That's because they'll stand up to the punishment of a heavy recoiling rifle or pistol. The odds of a less expensive optic doing that are dramatically reduced. Reduced to the point where I wouldn't count on them. Now, I made the same mistakes when I was a youngster. When I was in my 20s, I didn't know the difference. I thought I could buy a good-looking, inexpensive scope and have it perform. What did I know? I didn't know any better. But I've since come to learn that just the opposite's the fact. You want the best quality optics that your budget can afford. And if you can't get at least good quality, I wouldn't even buy anything. You know, I simply wouldn't. You know, I see the advertisements in the firearms publications for these scopes that look good. They have great numbers and so forth. A good quality scope from a respected manufacturer with a lifetime warranty would be 3 to 5 times as much. Well, there's a reason for that. You're paying for if you want quality, you're going to end up paying for it. There's no substitute. If you want the quality, you're going to end up paying for it. That's not optional. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Hi folks, let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table. And he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's Fear Index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks Market Watch, and many more, and many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years and Swiss America has been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 3rd day of April. Taking your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. I've been part of the gun culture for, I guess, about 60 years, if you go back to the time I first expressed an interest in firearms and shooting. And it's been a good experience for me. I've met some wonderful people along the way, got some great training along the way, and helped a lot of people that I've trained, hundreds of concealed carry students these past 12 years or so, 13 years, whatever it's been. A lot of fun. Missouri passed constitutional carry, which took effect the 1st of January this year. And we had a dramatic drop-off in number of students signing up for concealed carry training. I believe it's starting to pick up again. We'll see. I have another class scheduled for this coming Saturday in Steelville, Missouri. And we'll see. It's been a mixed bag. Most of these people, once they figure they can carry concealed without a permit, they're not bothering to take the training anymore. I think that's a massive mistake because they haven't been trained in the proper use of deadly force. They're not aware of the Good Samaritan laws. And it could lead to a real disaster, quite frankly. But the training is good for you get a lot in those 8 hours. You're taught the Missouri law, all the laws concerning firearms in the state of Missouri. You're taught about the proper use of deadly force. And of course, there is some instruction on the actual use of firearms, the proper and safe use of firearms. And we have a live fire exercise. Right now it's 40 rounds, 20 rounds for qualification, 20 rounds for practice. Pretty minimal. Pretty minimal. I've seen it double that in the past, and they keep changing these laws. I don't know what they're going to do this legislative session, but it wouldn't surprise me if they change them again, because they've done so every year for at least the last 3 years, maybe four. We shall see. The legislative session ends in a few weeks, and then we'll find out at that time what the consequences are. All 50 states now have some form of concealed carry. Most are shall-issue states. Some are may-issue states. Some of the may-issue states, such as California, New York, New Jersey, are pretty tough when it comes to getting a concealed carry permit. Pretty tough. Illinois is another tough one. I may be doing Illinois concealed carry training. I'm not sure. But the way things are going here in Missouri, that's beginning to once again look like a viable option, is to do training in Illinois if things don't pick up here in Missouri, which at the moment I'm not all that optimistic. Despite running an ad twice the size I normally run in the local newspapers, I advertise in four different local newspapers, I'm not getting the kinds of numbers I need to justify the expense of liability insurance, advertising, room rent, and materials, of course. It adds up to where I have to get a certain number of students to even break even. So we'll see. The Illinois option is once again back on the table as a possibility. The instructors in Illinois have a 1 to 2 month waiting list. They're so covered up with applications for training over there. And it's something I need to consider as well. But once you got that little bit of training in the concealed carry class, you need to go on past that. You really do. And seek out more advanced training. I was talking to a man Saturday. He took a concealed carry class from a friend of mine who's a police officer. And it was a private class, just him. And the officer put him through his paces, basically giving him training equivalent to what a police cadet would get, which I can't and won't do that with my students. It's just too dangerous. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get an opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, listen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the third day of April. My goodness, the year's just flying by, isn't it? Already into the second quarter. Call number is 800-313-9443. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Thanks to all of you listeners out there, we're finding more movies that have images of North America with new coastlines. At the moment, we have several posted. Let's look at the list here, which my computer's going to knock it out, some of it. But we got the Vatican scene in The Godfather, the TV show Highway Patrol. We got the Hunger Games, and we got Superman. We're also going to have Superman Returns and A Beautiful Mind posted soon, hopefully by the end of the day. I know Tim Spencer is doing the best he can to get things posted. And of course, also at my website, you'll find an energy cleaner. I overdid it yesterday. I stained two picnic benches. I stained my shooting bench. I stained my table next to the shooting bench. Went to bed with pretty much every muscle in my body aching from the overdoing it, up and down on my knees, bending over and standing up multiple times to get all the nooks and crannies on these picnic benches stained. I woke up this morning pain-free. I did, ready to hit it again. And you can also. Why wait? For $285, you can have relief from your arthritis pain, from your back pain, and get a great night's sleep. Sounds like a good deal to me. Of course, check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads that go with it. And keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you're risking nothing when you buy your energy cleaner. You can order it right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. I got everything in stock right now, by the way. Or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Taking questions, calls, and comments at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Next, we go to Mark in North Carolina. Good morning, Mark.
Good and blessed morning to you, John, and everyone. I wanted to touch on the physical aspects of, self-defense. I know you had mentioned you had gotten a DVD for Tai Chi, and then you had mentioned that you had yesterday you did a lot of standing and you got sore. Well, the same thing happened to me last week. I'm 57. I'm halfway to 58. And in junior high and high school, I ran track and wrestled a little bit, and we stretched a lot. Well, last week, I had a lot of lumber to move that I had scavenged when a tornado came through several years ago, and I was doing some spring cleaning, and that and a push mower and things. At the end of the day, I was in pain. And I realized I had been moving in directions that I'm not used to moving in. I was using muscles right. In ways that I... And so, unfortunately, I didn't have an energy cleaner, but it took me a couple days, really, to get over it completely. And I thought about stretching. Now, I have not, in track and wrestling, you do a lot of stretching, right. And you become limber. Well, that's something I've been lacking myself for years in terms of, just making sure my muscles are stretched out and in good shape. And when people, if something hits the fan and we have to defend ourselves, well, people, you need more than just a gun. You might have to evade. You might have to track down. So people need to really consider their physical conditioning as part of their training, I would think. And absolutely. I was wondering if you would touch on that and if you had done any Tai Chi in terms of becoming more limber.
Right. Well, I absolutely agree with you. Yes, one of my listeners did send me the disc on Tai Chi, and I've begun on just little baby steps because you don't want to overdo it. And stretching is just as important part of any workout as the workout itself. In fact, probably one-third of my workout involves just the stretching. Now, Tai Chi does incorporate stretching into what you're doing there in a slow, nonviolent way. Tai Chi is a martial art, by the way. And when I first got involved with Tai Chi, it's been 20, 25 years ago, I instantly recognized how the Tai Chi movements would help improve my shooting rifles and pistols because of the way it helps you to get better balance and be grounded better to do whatever it is you're doing. So there's a lot of benefits to Tai Chi in terms of getting in better physical condition, helping you mentally and emotionally, multiple benefits. And there's other disciplines, of course, that all have benefits as well. But Tai Chi is a good one to start with because it is a nonviolent, slow method to improve your flexibility and your strength both. Okay. Next we go to Ty in Austin. Good morning, Ty. Hello, Ty.
Hello, Ty.
Ty in Austin.
Yes, okay. I'm here, sir. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yeah, what's on your mind?
Oh, great. Okay. Good morning. If I may take us back to the discussion on firearms and encourage people to not forget to lubricate your firearm, lest you don't get a bang and you get a click. I personally like high temperature lithium grease You can buy the stuff in a tube for $3 or $4. It does not leak off. It does not dry off. It stays, and it keeps that firearm running smoothly. Now, there's only a couple out there, and John, you tell me what you think. Guns, whether it be a pistol or a rifle, that can consistently operate without proper lubrication. I would vote for the Glock and the AK-47, but even those two also need to be properly lubricated. What are your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, the Kalashnikov, the AK platform, was designed specifically for barefoot peasants in Africa and Asia and South America to drag through the jungle and still function, which they will, without hardly doing anything to them. Eventually, any mechanical device is going to fail if it's not properly maintained and lubricated. Something that surprised me, we had a carbine clinic here last year, my friend Sam Andrews, who's a world-class gunsmith, it turns out that he and many of the operators are recommending Mobile One automobile oil to lubricate the firearms with. These are the men whose lives literally depend on the firearms working, and my friend Sam Andrews builds rifles for the operators, as they're now called, and people in special forces. So that kind of surprised me. Now, you don't want to overdo it with the lube. It takes some lube, but not a whole lot, because if you get too much in there, it'll attract dirt and dirt and stuff in there you don't want. But I absolutely agree. Proper lubrication is part of the program and should always be.
Well, it should, and I have watched this happen more than once. In fact, this was just a few months ago. I was with a friend and her family on their piece of property, and they wanted to do some shooting. And the young lady and her mother and father all bought brand new pistols. And we're out there shooting, and all of a sudden the gun stops working. And I think, oh, well, I thought it was done. See it. No, it just dries the bone. Dries the bone. So, anyways, just something to encourage people. I have a question for you, John. Being a combat veteran, do you take pleasure, or are you able to watch war movies, or do you avoid war movies?
That's a great question, because it's the process I go through while watching a war film has changed over the years to where I can usually watch one and not be coming out of the chair during certain scenes. And I'm looking when I'm watching a war movie, I'm critiquing a lot. It's just a natural thing I do. I critique the actors and the way they handle their weapons, the tactics that are being used, and a lot of things are going on in my head. It's basically an evaluation of the of the film. Here's the deal, Ty. Your subconscious can't tell the difference between watching a film of whatever's taking place and actually being there. It took a lot of years before I could sit there and more or less calmly watch a war film. I can give you a better example. It took a lot of years before I could ride in a small aircraft and not get physically sick, because the aircraft I flew in Vietnam would typically get hit by gunfire, and my subconscious told me that when I got into a small aircraft, people were going to be shooting at me. And I said to keep forcing myself to get back and get back and get back in these Cessna 172s to the point where I could actually ride one and enjoy the experience rather than getting physically sick. It probably took 15 to 20 years before I could ride in a small aircraft and not get physically sick.
John, have you seen the recent film that's come out, Benghazi, The Secret Soldiers 13?
13 Hours at Benghazi.
13 Hours, thank you. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've seen it, and it's very well done. It's very realistic, and if you don't know and don't understand the tactical advantage that night vision gives you, that alone makes the film worthwhile.
I watched it again last night. I actually own it. You walk out of that just feeling not complete until I do have the money to get some night vision.
That's right. That's right.
I'll ask you one more question, then I won't hog the time anymore. If you haven't seen the movie Fury, the World War II movie, I sure would, if you can stand it, if that doesn't turn you off, if you have time to watch that film, I'd love to hear your opinion on it someday on a future show.
Fury, F-U-R-Y, Fury?
Yes, sir.
Okay. World War II, which theater, Atlantic or Europe or Pacific?
Europe.
Europe, okay. The short war, the 11-month war. Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call, sir.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, the call number is 800-313-9443. Actually, 10 months. Normandy landing was June 6, 1944, and the German, the Third Reich, surrendered in April the following year. It was a tough 10 months, a real tough 10 months. Now, that's not including, of course, the failed invasion of through Italy, which was an absolute disaster, where we had American soldiers going into combat that did not have proper training, proper equipment, and it was an absolute disaster. A lot of pride in the accomplishments of the American forces in Europe in World War II, but quite frankly, it was more a matter of we just kept throwing men and equipment at the Third Reich until we eventually prevailed. It wasn't so much a matter of superior American technology, superior American firepower. It was just superior American numbers we kept throwing at them. The 8th Air Force, their job was really to destroy the German Air Force. Bombing was almost a secondary matter. And, of course, I did a lot of bombing, an unprecedented amount of bombing, given the times. But that's what their job was to destroy the German Air Force, the Luftwaffe, if I'm saying it right. Thank goodness the Viet Cong didn't have airplanes. That would have changed that whole war tremendously. And that's one thing we didn't have to look out for. They had mortars, they had rockets, rifles, pistols, and machine guns, of course. So I remember the first weapons display I went to of captured enemy weapons, and they had everything from World War I Maxim machine guns with those little bicycle seats on up. It was an amazing display of what had been accumulated and captured from the Viet Cong. I know one of my buddies on a field team, I kept wanting him to bring back a captured BAR, but he never would do it. It's a big, heavy, full automatic 30-06 World War II machine gun. They had it was a design defect not to have a semi-automatic setting on there, but they had two full automatic settings, which is kind of the guys call it fast and damn fast. So I didn't get that BAR that I wanted, but we did okay. We had plenty of firearms. Not enough ammunition, but plenty of firearms. Usually I would carry an M1 Thompson when I was doing my courier duty. If I knew I was going to be in combat, I'd have my M14. Sometimes carrying M1 carbine just because it was handy. And almost always had my 1911 on my right hip, pretty much all the time. Even in civilian clothes, I'd have it stuck down in the front of my jeans and a sweatshirt hanging over the top of it. Didn't have a holster. not a holster suitable for concealed carry, anyway. My full-flap government-issue holster was fine on a pistol belt, but didn't work too well for concealed carry. But sticking it in a small my back, in my jeans, or in the front of the jeans with a shirt hanging over, that worked fine for concealed carry. Not terribly comfortable, but of course I only weighed 150 pounds back then, 6 feet tall, 150, 155 pounds, and it was pretty easy to conceal something with a loose-fitting shirt. Different times, different places. And yeah, the whole topic of films is an interesting one. I'm a movie buff. Most people who know me know I'm a movie buff. In fact, even in college, I took a film appreciation class. Initially, I took it, I thought it would be an easy 3 hours, but it turned out it wasn't an easy 3 hours, and I did learn a lot about all the nuances that go into making films. And I did, you know, I keep that knowledge to this day of the things I do in making films. Fascinating. Here's our last break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. More here on Monday, the 3rd of April. The 3rd of April. Into the second quarter. How about that? My friend Tim Spencer had some pretty severe injuries 2.5 weeks ago. There is a GoFundMe tile there on my website at thelibertyman.com. Unexpected financial burdens on his family. The GoFundMe effort is to help his family recover from these unexpected financial burdens, and I encourage you to go there and make a donation if you feel moved to do so. Tomorrow, let's see, tomorrow being Tuesday, we'll have open lines first hour unless I get a guest that I'm not aware of at the moment. Leon Green and I will talk about all kinds of things the second hour. Precision marksmanship, deuce and a half, and, of course, doTERRA essential oils. We always have fun visiting with Leon. Wednesday, we'll have Professor McCanny. I'll have to check the schedule to see if it's going to be first hour or second hour. Thursday, Tim Spencer will join us, and we'll get caught up on all the things Tim's paying attention to. And we'll spend 24 minutes talking about the energy cleaner. We do that every Thursday. Friday, Ann Morrison, first hour, and is a very gifted and talented woman, engineer and scientist, talk about the things she's paying attention to. And, of course, my friend and my personal caregiver, Dr. Phil Myers, the second hour. He's my personal physician and helps me to have optimal health and integration of mind, body, and spirit. So that's our lineup for the week, as usual. Look forward to it, and look forward to taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting, as always. The Prime Minister of China is visiting this week in Florida, I believe, and hopefully there'll be some good come of that. That would be a good thing, wouldn't it? Yes, that would be a real good thing. We need to have good relations with China, on one hand. On the other, they are our enemy. There's no getting around it. And to believe otherwise, I think, is foolish. So we should always keep that in mind and keep that relationship at arm's length. Make sure that we are acting in the best interest of our people. And that would be a smart thing, wouldn't it? Well, spring is here. Time to get active. As was said earlier in the show, remember that stretching. I probably would have been better off doing some good stretching yesterday before I did all that standing on those two picnic benches and the shooting bench, but I didn't, and I paid a small price for it, not a big price, in the pain I felt later that evening. So, do your stretching. Get involved in something that will help you. Tai Chi is a good choice. There's other good choices that will help you to achieve your goal of having the best strength and flexibility and endurance to deal with whatever's coming your way. That would be a smart thing, wouldn't it? So do that. Yeah, do that. Do the stretching and do your workout and just make it a routine. Here we are at the end of the show. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.